Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Tzadi Dawud, Erevin 94, and the Gemara discusses on top of Tzadi Dawud Amanav, on top of 94a, the Gemara discusses a case where there was a wall between two courtyards, and that wall fell down, and so the two courtyards each had an Erev on their own, so they could each carry in their own courtyard. But now that the wall has fallen down, they're one courtyard, and they didn't make an Erev with each other. So are they allowed to carry with each other on Shabbos without an Erev? Because they each had their own Erev prior to Shabbos, but they didn't have an Erev together. So Rav says, Rav says, no, you can only carry up to four Amos. We're not going to allow you to carry in that courtyard, because in that joint courtyard now, because they didn't have an Erev. Whereas Shmuel says, on the top of Tzadi Dawud Amanav, Zemetaltal ad Ikar Mechitza, Zemetaltal ad Ikar Mechitza, that they can each carry up until the space where they had the wall before, meaning to say they have not lost the right to carry. This position of Rav, where that he says you can only carry up to four amos, that you've lost the right to carry, was not said explicitly, but was derived from a general teaching. Rav and Shmuel were sitting in a courtyard, and nafal guda de beni beni, and a wall fell down between them. And so Shmuel said, under those circumstances, Amru Shmuel, Shkula Shklima Negiduba. Shmuel said to take a cloak and hang it up, take a garment and hang it up. So we see from here that Shmuel is saying that you can carry in that courtyard. Ahedrinu Rava Ape. Rav turned his face. Rav was very upset. He didn't agree with it. So Amru Shmuel, he cupped Abba Shkola Amina Vikatrabe. So Shmuel said to Rav, if you're so upset, take a belt. They should take a belt and tie it. I mean, it's not 100% clear what this phrase means, but it means you have no choice. You know, like force Rav to do it, or Rav can just pound sand. He has no alternatives here. And Shmuel, Lamuli, why did Shmuel say this? Ha'amar zemetaltal ad ikar mechitza. Zemetaltal ad ikar mechitza. Why does Shmuel require them to put up a cloak? He said earlier that each one could carry up into the place where the wall was. So how come here he's making them put up a cloak? So the Gemara says, Shmuel avotz niusa ba'alma. Shmuel did this not because it was required. He said to put up the garment between the two courtyards, not because you needed to do it in order to carry, but because now the courtyard was exposed. There was no wall, and Shmuel felt that it's proper that there should be at least some privacy between the two courtyards. So that's why Shmuel required it. The Rav is virulei da aser. If Rav says it's prohibited, lemalei, he should have said so. Why did he just turn his face? Why didn't Rav be more vocal? So the Gemara says, well, aser the Shmuel have. It was the place where Shmuel was the mor da aser. Shmuel was in charge there, and so therefore Rav's not going to come in and start voicing his opinion. So he turned his face around. Well, yachi my time adrenal ape. Why did he just turn his face? Why don't you just accept it? So the Gemara says, no, there's a fine line. The little name of Kishmuel, Rav didn't want people to say, oh, he holds like Shmuel, but he also didn't want to argue with him. So he turned his face to demonstrate that he wasn't in complete agreement. We see from here the fundamental dispute between Rav and Shmuel, that Rav is of the position that we don't say, Kivin Shehotra Hotra, that Shmuel says, since it was allowed to carry in that courtyard at the outset of Shabbos, therefore you're going to be allowed to carry now, even though the wall has fallen, the Erev is no longer in existence because the wall fell down between the two courtyards. Not that there's no tzuris at Pesach. There is a form of wall around all the courtyards, but now his courtyard, which was based upon a specific wall being there, is no longer there. So Shmuel says, we say, Kivin Shehotra Hotra, since it was allowed at the outset of Shabbos, it's still allowed. Whereas Rav says, no, we don't say Kivin Shehotra Hotra. We don't say this position. So this fundamental argument between Rav and Shmuel, it's not clear to the extent of it, because the Gemara says on Tzadi Hamadav that when Shmuel would say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you can't do it kishenifritzu l'karmelus, when Shmuel says that you're allowed to carry kivin shehotra hotra, that's when it opens up into a karmelus, because then we're going to say there's only a rabbinic prohibition. So since it's only a rabbinic prohibition under these circumstances to carry from the one place into another place, since it's just a karmelus, then Shmuel is going to say kivin shehotra hotra. That's what the Gemara is going to establish on 95a. However, when it would be nifritzu or shus harabim, when it would be opening up into a public domain, Then, indeed, Shmuel would pass like the alternative position that we don't say hovah hutra hutra, that Shmuel would not say, since it was allowed, it was allowed. So now that we've established this idea that when the Shmuel say kibin shahutra hutra by a rabbinical law, but not by a biblical law, we don't say that. So now we have, this appears within halacha. One of the areas that appears within halacha is, let's say a person is davening, and he's in the middle of the davening, and then Rachman al-Atzlan, he hears of a death in the family, and one of his relatives. So the Shulchan Aruch says that, Shemisha meisel meis, shulchayev was'abalav, afilum emuto level cover, haru pater mikriyash mavet fila. That Shulchan Aruch says if somebody has a relative who died, even if he's not required to bury him, he's exempt from Shema and prayers. He's not allowed to pray. So we see from here that if a person has a relative who dies, he's not allowed to pray. Well, what if he's in the middle of prayers? What if he's already in the middle? So should he finish? So the Birkei Yosef says, well, since Shmuel always says Hol v'Hutra Hutra by a rabbinical law, but not by a biblical law. So therefore, since under these circumstances, the exemption is going to be a rabbinic exemption. So therefore, so we say, since he's starting in the middle of prayers, hol v'hutra hutra, and he should finish his prayers. But if it will be a biblical law, but the laws of aninus are rabbinic, so therefore we're going to say that kibin shahutra hutra, and he should continue his prayers before attending to the funeral.